What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Michael Trainer. I'm an artist. I have a company called Pop Empires, but I'm on secondment to Tipping Point to help realise the gathering here in Newcastle.
3 days, some incredible minds, lots and lots of creatives, and from an outsider, I class myself as an outsider to the art world, world of artists and the organisations coming in, I didn't recognise any or see any pretension. Did I miss that on the first day?
No, there is no pretension. I think what you've got is 210 or so people. I would probably about three quarters are from an arts background. So there's lots of people from theatre, writers, performers, actors, and visual artists. But then there's a fair old chunk of scientists as well, who all the more curious ones who are passionate about what they do and like to get out of the office now and again as well. And so, but everyone's brought together because they've got some kind of interest or concern with climate change, and they're either working on it or feel they ought to in some way. And so this is the one forum that puts everyone together to talk about it without telling them what they should do or even what they should think, but just gives lots and lots of opportunities to explore it from different angles. And then it's a kind of 3 day catalyst, and they've been running the Tipping Point things all over. They've run them in all four continents or five continents over the last 7 years, and they've spawned all sorts of incredible collaborations and performances and further scientific work and so on. But once the 3 days is over, which it is at this very moment, everyone's just free to go off and carry on with who they've just met and develop things, and a lot of that genuinely happens. So it actually all starts when the kind of gathering ends.
Yeah, there was definitely an incredible amount of focus and call to action. A lot of written material on the walls where people can see beginnings and the punctuation to finish conversations as well, which was quite impressive to see. Is this the common working theme across all Tipping Points? Do they all work in this way?
They're all variations on the theme. The key to them actually is how well facilitated they are. There's very little in the way of people on platforms bashing your ears, although there's a few of those out of necessity. There's a science-based, quite heavy debate on the data relating to climate change, which was very fast and quite aggressive actually, very scientific-based, but was extremely interesting. And then there was a second kind of platform thing on the next day, which was artists discussing their various projects and their responses to climate change and how they integrate it in their work. But the majority of what happens is actually people forming small groups or being put into small groups to discuss problems that they've generated themselves or projects that they want to start generating. And the real stuff happens in all those different kind of collisions all over the building and over lunch and at the cabaret and all the rest of it. So it's impossible to meet all 210 of the other people, but I think they've all had a damn good go at it.
No, definitely, definitely. And the conversation's spilling out now from lunch. It's interesting to see a lot of the problems in some ways can be solved by technology, which in other ways is the cause of some of these concerns that we have. For example, travelling long distances has come up again and again as an issue. How do I see my extended family? How do I, you know, go to work even? And you know, digital communication tools like the one we're talking on now is really enabling people, yet there's quite a lot of people here that aren't as digitally enabled as maybe they should be, so that we could carry this conversation online afterwards and tie the different areas together without people feeling like they have to move geographically to do that. You're a person that you don't technically have your own website or use tools. Is this something you feel you need to do, or are you quite happy as things are?
I need to get a grip, I think. I'm very aware of my own failings in that. It's come about because actually I've never... People always find me. I've always got plenty of work and plenty of projects of my own. And in fact, previously I have suffered from an over-input of people trying to get hold of me. So I've been slightly discreet in recent years. But actually, I mean, the benefits of the easy multiple platforms of communication are just so obvious. And there's, actually, there was quite a bit of discussion over the last 3 days as well, or some discussion, I should say, about how various art forms and performances and so on can be experienced without the need to travel, either the performers or the audiences. And I think that is going to be something that happens a lot in the future, and I'm personally aware of quite a few organisations who are taking all that very seriously, and places like the Roundhouse in London, who are looking at how live performance can be not just kind of filmed as an off, you know, on the side, but actually how it can be broadcast to people watching at home or on computers or wherever, but to make the best of the medium, so that it's filmed with all the benefits of the medium rather than just some dodgy camera phone with someone jumping up and down in front of it. So there's lots of issues like that, but that's only one of... there's almost been too many issues to discuss.
Definitely, and there's been some awakenings amongst the scientific minds, and I mentioned tongue-in-cheek pretension earlier on, this us and them, the artists and these scientific thinkers, with scientists standing up saying, I realise I've been repressing the artistic side of me for so long, and we all have this ability to think in artistically creative ways, not just methodological linear processes.
Yeah, there was the guy that said that he thought he wasn't an artist, now he just realised he's a repressed artist, which is that's a major breakthrough, I think, major breakthrough. And in fact, I did a very simple thing, because I'm genuinely interested in working with scientists and have done in the past, because they provide a kind of legitimacy to your work, but also they're specialists and they're keen on experimenting, and that's where the real crossover comes. So I'm really keen on experimenting in art, and they're really keen on experimenting in their specialist field. So I just basically prostituted myself and stuck. I kept it really simple and said that I was offering myself for sale. Any scientist who wants to work with me will make an artwork together. And I had five scientists came up and said, yeah, I'd like to make an artwork. And so that's what we're going to do. So just for me alone, I've got five collaborators from this event. We don't even know what we're going to do yet, but they just were willing to go along for the ride. And they're very excited.
Make data beautiful. I've just come from a couple of days at Culture Code, and there's a lot of collaboration between the holders of data, the geeks, the techies, and the arts community. And just the thought of doing this and taking data from organisations, from institutions, from the environment around us, and portraying it in a different way so that people suddenly understand, whether it be pictorially or audially or graphically, it is quite a beautiful thing, and I learnt so much about that. So excited to see what you get up to with a gang of scientists, and you know, everybody here, whether they, you don't know if you're talking to a scientist or an artist here, because the theme has very much been followed through the whole of Tipping Point. And just want to thank you for putting together a fantastic event.
I'm just one of a team, but yeah, no, it's been I think probably the most successful Tipping Point they've ever had here in Newcastle. So what I'm really looking forward to, though, is finding out in 2, 3, 4, 6 months or a year what projects came from the people I've just spent 3 days in a room with.
Yeah. So get Googling Tipping Point and everything that it contains. Of course, the Amplified 10 blog, if you Google that, you'll see a lot of the updates that we've been throwing there today and over the past couple of days. And hopefully the conversation will spread further, live longer because of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.